Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle. I'm so excited to be back recording together. This is the best.
This is the best. We are back at it. It's been a minute.
Oh,
we
yeah,
just did
baby.
A little. We just did a little catch up ourselves. But honestly, we have so much to say. Like, we barely scratched the surface, Danielle. We have so much that we can like.
Oh, I know. Over. That's what I love about our freaking podcast. There's just so much to talk about all the time. And this episode, we're actually going to be talking about our back to school favorites, whether it's like essentials that we had or whatever it may be, because we know y'all are all going back to school or back to work as Brooke is or whatever it may be. Brooke has a lot of knowledge on all this, and we thought it would be a really fun episode to do, and we have exciting news for you guys. There's just so much to talk about.
I know. Well, I also, like, was thinking about it. We haven't done a favorites episode in a while, so even though these are school-related, like, I love talking about products. I feel like you do, too.
Yeah, it's not, like, on our list we have, like, pencil or anything. Like, these are things that, honestly, like, if you're not even in school, like, you, like, could use in your life. They're more, like, productivity, like, essential favorite situation.
Exactly. No, they're just – it's kind of like our, like, life favorites, too. Like, there's just some list, stuff on this list that I'm, like, I couldn't live without.
Oh, love so. That. Like, stuck on an island, what do I need? I'm joking. Stuck on a college campus, what do I need?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So, guys – we always are listening to you guys. We want to do things that you guys want to do, whether it's a podcast episode theme or just things you guys are wanting. And, well, let's just say that we've heard your requests.
We've heard them we've been doing this podcast for over a year now. Did you skip that?
Oh, my God. We did. We started it last week, last year this week or something.
So I think it's about – it's been a long time coming, basically.
It's been a long time coming. I just, like, I'm so excited. I can't even say
I know. We're both, like, smiling so much right now because it's finally here. It's finally here. Should we say it on three?
Yes. One,
okay.
two, three.
Merch!
That was so weird. Guys, we have merch. And not only just merch, not just something slapped on a t-shirt. Like, we freaking went to town for you guys. We have been wanting to do merch for so long. Like, Gals on the Go is just such a movement, I feel. Wouldn't you agree, Brooke?
I would agree, and we didn't want to just, like, rush it out, Danielle and I, this whole summer. It's been kind of like a summer project for us, like, trying to find the best way to go about this merch, and it's not something, like, honestly, we could have settled months ago and been like, yeah, like, let's just go with, like, this person or whatever.
Yeah.
We waited it out. We found the best people for the job.
We really found the best quality.
Yeah, I got the samples shipped to my house. Like, I felt the quality. Like, oh my gosh, Danielle knows. Like, Danielle's been through this design process. Like, we have been so attentive to detail. This is, like, no joke, you guys.
We have to be very specific. Well, because we're just so excited. And this is stuff that, like, for me, like, I don't know. Like, I've had merch before, like, where it's, like, something about my YouTube channel or something. Obviously, my backpack, that's something I use every day that I design. But, like, when it comes to merch, it's something, like, I was like, we should feel comfortable wearing it, like, Brooke and I. Like, it's something that we want to rep. We want it to be stylish. So we actually worked hand-in-hand with our amazing creative director, producer, whatever you want to call her, Emma McGoldrick. Shout out to Emma, honestly.
Angel. Yeah, she's the best. And we wanted it to be very on-brand, something that you guys could wear. And it's not, like, it says Gals on the Go on it, but it's not super, like, oh, I listened to this podcast, Gals on the Go. Like, it's a trendy, cute item that I genuinely will be wearing. I know, Danielle, you will be genuinely wearing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
My friends, like, want it. They're like, hey, can you, like, you know, buy me some? Like, because
they
want to wear it themselves. That's when you know.
Yeah, and we're so excited because we're doing it through Podcast One, and they've been nothing but helpful. Like, we have told them for a long time we wanted merch, and they were doing so much research to get us the best of the best. We're working with a guy that have done merch for so many podcasts that you guys listen to that we literally fangirled when he told us he's done merch for them. So we know it's good. We've been working with samples and designs and back and forth and being, like, very specific. We literally have a group chat with our man Chip. Like, he's the best.
Oh my gosh, the GOAT. So
yeah, and we're gonna be doing multiple drops too. Oh, sorry, I'm getting so excited. Yeah, so we're gonna be doing multiple drops. But as you guys are listening to this, our first drop is out.
It is released. It is happening. So you guys can go to shop.podcastone.com/gals. That's the URL. It will be in the show notes. It will probably be all over Danielle and I's social media.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's going to be throwing up on our social media.
it's exploded, honestly. It's everywhere. So
yes.
So you guys should definitely go and check it out. We have a bunch of different stuff. We got the long sleeve, the short sleeve, the crew neck,
yes.
The pop socket, the notebooks. All sorts of different designs, too. It's not just, like, one universal, like, design. Like, we really worked at this. And I'm proud of it. I know Danielle is, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm truly so excited. And like the next drop we want to do, what we're gonna start doing is we wanted to come up with like a first like Gals on the Go baseline. Like there's a Gals on the Go sweatshirt, and we're gonna do some stuff that just says like on the go, because that's like a little bit more like we're working on like hats and stuff. I'm spoiling things. I'm sorry, Brooke. I'm just getting so excited. We're doing sweatshirts, but right now you can find the short sleeve, the long sleeve, and it's like kind of comfort colors vibe. So it's like if you're like in college, it's like perfect to wear with like your shorts and Chacos, or why did I say Chacos? Oh my god, I don't know. But like your shoes to like go to class or whatever. Maybe it's like super
little
chill.
Sneaker, yeah.
Or we have the pop sockets, which I'm definitely gonna be putting on my phone, and like you can like spot other gals on the go, which will be really. And
oh
notebooks.
My gosh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's
and
so
we're
cute.
Adding coffee mugs very soon that say on the go, because we thought a lot of you guys requested that. And then the next drop will be stuff that's like phrases we say. So like, you know, just like different things like that. So we're just gonna like, it's gonna be a good time.
And we want you guys to share it with us. Like, they're shipping pretty immediately, actually. So the shipping is 7 to 10 days for ground and 3 to 5 for air.
Yeah. So, like, when
you
order it,
that's honestly, like, relatively quick. Yeah. So, but you guys, like, have to show your pride. Like, we want to see, like, all of your pictures. Tag us on social media. Honestly, I'm just so excited to see like the shirts on all of you guys. You guys are so cute, and like I'm pumped.
I know, and this is something that you guys have been asking about forever, so I know you guys are gonna be excited, and we're just so excited about it. I'm probably gonna like I'm probably gonna get a couple t-shirts, and one of them I'll wear like just like as a normal one, and the other one I kind of like crop and make it cute. Like you can make it your own too. We wanted these to be very universal and fun for you guys. We're literally just so excited. Like this is something Brooke and I have been wanting to do for so long, and there's just so much more to come. Like if the merch does well, we're gonna get to do other things. So definitely, if you're thinking about it, you know, show us some support.
Yes, we love you guys so much, and thank you so much for like being a part of this platform to like let us do things like this. This is so dope.
Yeah, you guys,
we're very excited.
Yes, I hope you guys know that we love you guys so much, and we're so thankful for you guys all the freaking time. Like this is insane. So the link will be in the description. Go check it out. It's live now. We're gonna be promoting the heck out of it on our social media, and expect new drops probably like in a month or two. Honestly, like I don't know, we're kind of going fast. It's great.
Yeah, this is gonna be like the back to school drop. So I guess it kind of has to do with back to school themes.
So. Yeah. So. I mean, if whatever suits your fancy, but yeah, we had to talk about that first before we get into anything else, because it's just so hype. 100%. So happy Wednesday, happy merch.
Happy Wednesday, happy merch. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it's really happening.
This has been a year in the works.
Okay. Oh, well, with that being said, let's jump into the highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
Okay. I mean, I feel like we gotta get the lowlights out of the way per huge. What are we feeling, Danielle?
I'm like pulling that card again where I'm just really happy right now. I don't necessarily have lowlights. I could complain about certain things, about how school's about to start, and I'm stressed about things, but I don't know. I'm just like pretty freaking happy right now, and I'm very thankful for life, and like I don't know. Everything's good on my front.
That's really sweet. That's very sweet. You have nothing to complain. I feel like, I mean, honestly, your life is really good right now.
No, like, you know what? There's, like, I knew, like, coming back to school would be, like, a good point in time. Like, I mean, if you want me to sit here and complain, I could complain and say that, okay, here's a low light. The other night, I woke up at 3 a.m. It was the night before recruitment started. And I had to be waking up at 5 a.m. the next morning. At 3 a.m., all of a sudden, I heard water in my bathroom just like pouring out, and my friend McKenna was staying over for the night because her apartment hasn't been ready yet, so like she's been like sleeping at one of our houses. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe she's getting up super early to like take a shower. She's got thick hair, like I don't know. And because the light was on in my bathroom, I was so spooky because I just like was spooked. And so I opened the door, there's water pouring out of my air vent in my bathroom. Like it didn't flood because I caught it. I don't usually wake up, like I never wake up in the middle of the night, but I guess it was so loud that it woke me up, and I'm freaking out. I can't fall back asleep. I'm putting buckets. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, it's like one of those, like, gosh. I want my dad situation, or, you know, it's really stressful. And then I tried to turn my white noise machine on. Nothing worked. And then all of a sudden, the water just stopped. It was like 4:20 in the morning or something. And I was about to be waking up in 40 minutes. And so I get up, I'm like, oh, finally. So I go in the bathroom, like, see if the light. Like, to turn on the light to make sure the water's gone, my power goes out just in my bedroom. So my bathroom lights aren't working. My bedroom lights aren't. My fan turns off.
So you.
It was. It was so bad, and I'm stressing out, and then my phone's not charging anymore, so I'm, like, stressed out that my alarm's not going to go off, my phone's not charged. Anyways, the first day of sorority recruitment, I had to get ready in the dark. I mean, yes, I have a roommate, and Delaney, the rest of our apartment was completely fine power-wise, but it was still, like, I had to, like, tiptoe around my room and, like, use a flashlight because I had all my stuff set up in my room.
How did you get this fixed?
Oh, my God. So, I didn't know this, but my apartment has, like, an emergency maintenance situation, and so I called him at 6 a.m. on my way to Kappa Delta, like, getting ready for rush, and I was like, please, like, I'm just, like, really stressed, like, can you please go fix this? And I came back and it was completely fine. It's because it didn't, like, flood. Like, I caught it in time, but had I woken up, oh my God,
this is the most wild story, like, I've never heard of.
It was kind of funny because then I was, like, telling this story to, like, girls during recruitment. It was, like, something to talk about. So
oh my gosh, that's
but so yeah, that's actually You're definitely like, a low light. Sorry, I'm like, yeah, my life is great, but, like, that actually really sucked. Like, I was in the worst mood that day. Like, nothing could change my mind. Like, coffee was just not in the books that day. So,
but your move into school, like, all nice and smooth and stuff, like, all good?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I feel like you're, like, kind of thriving. Like, honestly, last week is rough, but I feel like you're doing okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'll talk about that in my highlight, but yeah, like, all's good. I hate to be like, oh, like, nothing's wrong, but I just, like, I hate to complain, like, about stuff like that, but, like, I guess that story was kind of fun to tell. Anyways.
I feel that.
You're low light.
I feel the complaining thing. I mean, I'm going to complain here. Even though if you listen to last week's episode, you're probably like, oh, this girl's, like, really sad. I'm really not that sad. I was just, like, going through an emo with a little moment there.
No, and you were trying to be relatable. Like, you're trying to, like, show people that, like, you go through feelings.
Exactly. I do. And yeah, I think everything just in the past, like, few weeks has been hitting me in the face, and specifically being tired. So I went to LA, which is, like, that's a highlight. But anyways, I went to LA. So it was a lot of traveling with that. And I only took one day off of work, and going to LA is, like, a pretty, pretty decent trip. I'm sure Danielle knows, like, with the time change. Yeah. And everything.
It's just, like, you can't just, like, go to LA. Like, it's, like, a big ordeal.
Yes. So there was a lot of, I went with a brand, so there was just, like, a lot going on and not really much, like, chill time, but I'm, like, so blessed. Like, it has nothing to do with the brand. It was just, like, a really quick trip for me personally. Like, I could have stayed longer, but unfortunately, I just don't have the time with work. And I'm just a little not overworked, because I was just explaining this to Danielle. It's not, like, the problem that I'm facing right now is that I genuinely enjoy everything that I'm doing. Like, I'm not complaining about the actual work that I do at work, and I'm not complaining about the actual work that I do on YouTube. I'm just complaining about the amount of hours in the day. There's not enough hours in the day for me personally.
No, I get
I'm
it.
Already, like, I'm, yes, I'm just, like, not sleeping enough. I'm a little tired. So that would definitely be my low light. But I know trust me, I get it. Like, I know people do it, and it's to afford the life that I want to live, honestly, and to, like, do the things that I don't know. Like, I want to
feel fulfilled. You feel fulfilled when you're doing exactly what you're doing right now. So,
exactly. But I do think that there is a way that I could probably try to do things that I wouldn't be this level of stress. Because I was talking actually to Taylor King, and she was like, oh, I like being, like, that busy to the point that I feel stressed. And I was like, you know, I don't. Like, I really, like, I just,
I actually have to agree with Taylor. I like that. I feel like, oh my God, like, it almost makes me more motivated to get it all done.
Really?
But, like, to each his own, though. But, like, I can't have that, like, 10 days in a row, and you've been doing it literally nonstop. So I get it.
Yeah, no, like, this is my life now. Like, like, it's not just like, oh, I've been bit. Like, it's not just like, wow,
it's like gonna be busy.
No, like, this is my life.
No, that's so, like, fair. It's not like a busy day or like a busy weekend. It's like a busy life. Like, and it's just like perpetual.
Yes.
I get that completely.
Yes, and. Yes, and I just feel like I'm not doing, like I said this, I think, last week in the podcast too, and it still rings the same. Like, I just told you, Danielle, I feel like I'm not doing anything to 100% of my ability. Like, I feel like I'm giving, like, a solid, like, 75% to everything.
Yeah.
And that's not my vibe. Like, I like to, if I'm going to commit to something, I'm a very intense person. Like, I want to fully commit. And it just kind of stinks. Like, I just feel like I'm not really thriving in any area right now because I'm spreading myself too thin. You know what I mean?
No, I completely get it. Sorry. Oh my gosh, here's another low light. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I freaking live in a city, so sometimes there's this outdoor concert that they do almost every dang night, and I think they're, like, out to play right now.
Oh my gosh, I don't hear it. I don't hear it if it makes you feel any better.
I just hope this mic doesn't hear it, because this mic is so. Oh my God, that's just been another thing. Like, literally, I've never had to use white noise machine more in my life. Like, a Monday night, why are we jamming with, like, a DJ, like,
how was it not a problem last year when you lived in the same building?
I never heard it last year because I was on the other side, and now I'm, like, closer to it. I don't really know, but, like, I'm literally, like, about to, like, complain
so
and be
weird.
Like, there's, like, hours for this. But anyways, I didn't mean to take away from what you're saying. I just heard that. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But no, I completely understand how you're feeling. And you always seem so put together. So I'm so impressed with, like, how you handle it. And it's like, I mean, what you are doing right now, Brooke, is like harder than being a student at the same time, because like Brooke was telling me beforehand, it's not like she can be doing work for YouTube or podcast while she's at work. Like, it's just not feasible. You're not allowed to be doing it.
That's the time difference thing. Like this, so instead of getting lunch today, like I was like eating, we'll get to that too. That's my goal of this week, is to actually eat balanced meals. But I was not eating a balanced meal and getting coffee for lunch and like little snack.
Yeah. Because it fills you up. No, I get it.
Literally my vibe. So I was like in the car, like answering emails on my phone. I was like, okay, like I gotta grind it all out right now. And like, I'm totally like, I would much rather block off my time in sections like that anyways and be like, hey, like I'm gonna work on YouTube now, hey, I'm gonna be with my friends now, because I'm trying to be more focused on being present in whatever I'm doing.
That's
like
good.
If I'm working, you know, because I feel like that's important. Like, it's just like when you go to dinner and you stack all your phones up on the table with your friends and you're like, I just like want to be with my friends.
Yes,
right.
I love that.
I want to, like, be like that in all areas of my life. And I'm working on trying to get that way, and it's going to take a while for me. Honestly, I'm the opposite of that right now. But that's, like, a goal for me to get to, you know? Hey, guys, just quickly interrupting this episode to talk to you about Drop. Do you want to get paid to shop? Yes, please. Do you want to take your shopping to the next level? Yes, please. So let me tell you about Drop. It's the free app that gives out cash rewards for the shopping that you're doing every day. All you have to do is link your debit and credit cards to the app when you sign up, and you'll earn points every time you shop with Drop's partnered brands. These are places like Walmart, Sephora, Old Navy, Lululemon, so many more. And before you know it, you can redeem your points for gift cards to places like Starbucks and Amazon. So who does not love that? It's incredibly easy to use and designed for people who want their money to go as far as possible. So the more you spend, Drop is going to get to know you. You can shop at places you love. And unlike most reward programs, you're actually able to earn and redeem across a ton of brands whenever you want. You also accumulate points very quickly because the brands you're earning points from are the ones you spend with literally every single day. I personally have Drop downloaded, but I know that you guys and the Gals on the Go Facebook group are obsessed with Drop because we always have the best offers for you. And this time, for a limited time only, if you head to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code GALS, that's G-A-L-S, you'll receive a $5 gift card right away. Just make sure there's a debit or credit card linked to the app when you sign up to redeem this reward. So use that code GALS, G-A-L-S, free $5 gift card. So happy spending.
No, I get that. I mean, I feel like everyone nowadays has trouble with that, though. It's so hard with, like, with your phone right in your hand. And, like, it's so hard, especially, like, when you're enjoying a moment. Like, let's say you've been so excited for, like, hanging out with your friends. And then you're, like, but you're also thinking about something that's happening tomorrow. So you're, like, trying to plan for that. Like, it's just so messed up how we – and, like, it's hard to, like, change it now.
Literally. Yeah. It's just we're so all over the place now because of technology. And it's, like – even with notifications and stuff, I try to turn off notifications as much as I can, because I'll be like on my computer and then, you know, working on one task and then you get a notification for something else. And it's like, oh, now I'm distracted. Now I have to focus. Like, it's our brains are all over the place. So,
yeah. Like, I really apologize. I don't know if you guys can hear the sound, but I'm so sorry. I mean, it's like music. So, but I just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to the gals on the go.
I really don't hear it.
Okay. Well, whatever. It'll be fine. People are just gonna have to... living in a city, that's just what you do. I'm so sorry, fam.
I mean, when YouTubers who live in New York have like the cars going by, and
I kind of like it, so we'll see how this goes, but I think it's fine. So highlights, let's brighten it up a bit. Yeah,
I know, we'll brighten the mood, because that was just complaining hour. It's honestly a nice that wasn't light, though, because it clears my mind and
it gets it off your conscience.
Exactly. So what's your highlight?
Honestly, it's kind of what we were talking about. My highlight's just like being back in Athens, and like, I think I've said this before, but this is my first year coming back to UJ that I've, like, 100% just been, like, so excited to come back. Like, really felt like I found my place. Like, just, like, my coming down to the apartment, like, moving in with my best friend. Like, I'll probably do, like, a solo in the next few weeks or something. I'm sure, like, we'll, like, figure that out. But, like, and talk about all this, because there's so much I do want to talk to you guys about, like, from moving, like, alone to, like, living with a roommate and everything like that. But it's, like, so cool living with my best friend. Like, we'll, like, come back from sorority recruitment, and then we, like, go take a nap, and, like, she walks in my room, and I'm like, whoa, like, someone lives here. Like, this is so cool. Like, and just, like, late night laughs. Like, I have never laughed more. Like, I forgot. Like, it's just so cool, like, living with someone and, like, just, like, getting to see my boyfriend again and just, like, hanging out with him and all of his friends and, like, getting back into a routine and, like, doing sorority recruitment, honestly, is so much fun. Like, I always say, like, oh, like, it's just, like, so much work, but I really do love it, and I love getting to know girls, and there have been a few that have, like, said they watch my videos, and so that's really, aww, really cool. But no, yeah, I'm just, like, really happy to be back and start taking classes in my major, which is fashion merchandising, if you guys didn't know. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm just happy to, like, get back into a routine. And the Spin Studio is opening in Athens next week, and I'm literally peeing myself.
Oh, next week?
Next Friday. So I'm going to be there. It's just a good time.
I feel like it's going to be, honestly, senior year were my two favorite years of college, just because I feel like you're fully kind of, like, finding yourself, and I feel like you're in a really, really good spot right now, and I'm very happy for
Thank you. I am. It's been a minute. Like, I haven't felt, like, this happy, and this sounds crazy, but, like, this happy put together with my life, like, everything's right now since, like, honestly, like, high school. Like straight up.
I was
going
to say, yeah.
Like, because I, like, had a moment in high school where I, like, thrived, and, like, everything was, like, perfect, and then, like, coming to college, as you guys all know, was such an adjustment for me, and, like, figuring out who my friend group was and, like, how I fit in here and everything and, like, my vibe. But, like, this year, it's just, like, it – and, like, that's normal. But it, like, feels good to feel good again, like, completely. So I'm really happy and thankful.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And junior year is just overall such a good year, like, academically, like you said, because you'll be in your major. Friends-wise, because you kind of have, like, an established group and you don't have to question,
like – Yeah, like a group chat. You know, it's so easy and nice, yeah.
Yes, you're gonna – oh, my God, I'm really happy for you. Junior year's the best. And you're living with your best friend. Like, honestly, just, like, you're good. Like, you're chilling.
I'm good. No, I really – that's what I'm, like, I feel so bad complaining. Like, that, it's just, like, stupid stuff. But I love hearing stupid, funny lowlights, like, funny things that happen to people. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. But anyways, your highlight. I'm so curious.
My highlight is that LA makes me motivated.
It
honestly
does,
I'm sure
right?
you get this, too.
Yes, you and I, every time we go, we, like, leave feeling so motivated.
Literally, I leave and I'm like, I just want to work on all these projects. I think it's also, I went on an influencer trip. I went with Ozzy. So grateful. They're the best. And just, like, the girls who work at the agency. Like, it's so weird. As I get older, like, all of the girls that work, because when you go on an influencer trip, like, the PR people from the brand or the agency that work on the brand go with you. And now that I'm, like, older, these people are, like, my age. And when I feel like when we used to travel for influencer trips, you know, Danielle, like, I mean, I guess you're getting older too, but
no, like they were older than us, they're closer to our age, but it's just so weird.
Exactly. When we used to go, like, they would be like, oh, you guys are still in college, like, they would, like, be like that. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm, like, one of you guys. And that made me reflect on a lot of things. But LA just makes me motivated in general. Like, I love, it's a very different vibe in terms of, like, the quote-unquote hustle from, like, New York and, like, East Coast. So it's not really that. It's more so, like, connecting with other influencers, like, seeing what life is like in L.A. And honestly, I just, like, took my mornings there and, like, would, like, walk around. I stayed downtown L.A., so I would just, like, go for a walk around downtown and, like, do my thing, plug in my music. And, like, I just get inspired when I get to travel and go to new cities like that. So that in combination with being around influencers, which – I think you probably get this too, Danielle. Like, it could go one of two ways when you're with influencers. It could go, like, you get really motivated and you're like, I want to, like, keep going. Or you get, like, discouraged and disheartened because of influencer culture. And in my case, this time I did get very inspired.
So I'm so glad. No, I actually could agree with that. There's been, like, a couple trips that I've been on. More, less than more, but a few. Like, maybe, like, two that I can think of on the top of my head that I was, like, I left kind of being, like, what, like, I'm embarrassed to say I'm an influencer, kind of. Like, I know that's, like, really intense to say, but there's just times where I'm, like, the way just, like, other influencers would talk and, like, complain about things. I'm, like, we should be so grateful for what we're doing right now.
Or act like people
or just
aren't
be mature.
Like, humans. Like, I just don't understand how you can act like you think just because you have a certain following number, you are so much better than the people who are with you.
Yeah. When Brooke and I go on trips, we try to make friends. Like, we always are, like, I feel like we're always the ones to be like, okay, like, who wants to, like, actually go do stuff? And, like, I don't know. That's just because you and I just want to, like, have some fun, you know?
I completely agree. I think that's so important, like, to be, like, inclusive. Everyone was so inclusive. It's not about that. Like, everyone, it was a really great group, and just very, everyone had very different channels. Like, it wasn't like we were all doing the same stuff, which I think is very inspiring.
It seemed like that.
It's cool to hear from girls that are, like, some of these girls were, like, literally hair influencers. Like, they just do hair videos.
So
or, like, that's, like, their main thing. And it was really interesting to hear about, like, what that's like versus now my channel is mostly just vlogs and, you know, I don't know. It was very inspiring. So, feeling good.
Feeling good, feeling inspired. That's, like, the best feeling ever.
Yeah, it was a good trip. And ready to get back after it. Just balancing it all. So
I know that's what this podcast is honestly all about. So gals on the go, baby. Woo.
I know. Maybe that should be our next round of merch. It's just going to be a plain shirt, like black shirt with white lettering that says balance.
Honestly, like everything in balance. I like
everything
it.
In balance with the little swigglies.
No, everything. Yeah. No, literally. Like, and honestly, if you guys ever hear us say a phrase or something that you guys like and you think it's something we say a lot, like DM us, put it in the Facebook group, like let us know, because we want to make slogans that you guys would want to wear, obviously. Like, we have one that we have down pat, the design's done, like something that literally Brooke says all the time, but but we just, like, I don't know, we're just having fun with it, and we're very,
we
like,
we want it to be fun.
Yeah, we want it to be fun, and we want it to be something you guys like. So yeah,
exactly. Very wearable.
Speaking of things we like, should we talk about our current favorites?
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself all of my favorite things.
Yeah. Okay, well, you go first since you did highlights and lowlights. Keep the ball rolling.
So my current favorite is actually kind of inspired by Brooke. I don't know if you talked about it recently or you said something. I don't really know, but it's inspired by you. I think you have one. I got a salt lamp for my room. It's like the best thing I could have ever done. I'm looking at it right now. She's so cute. She's white. And then it like obviously has like a yellow undertone when I turn it on. But I like licked it. I had never licked it before. And it like actually is salty.
It is salty. All of my friends that come here, like, to my house, I have a bunch of salt lamps. I have the, like, nightlight version and then, like, a regular one in my living room.
Cool.
And I've had several people ask me now, oh, do you lick it? And I was like, I've never done that before. And then they forced me to. And I was like, okay, I get it. It's salty.
No, I know. I never had, because I have one in my room at home and, like, I just, like, never use it. And Delaney was like, oh, my God, we have to lick it. And I was like, okay. And she was like, you're supposed to lick
it's like
every day
breaking
for good
it
luck
in. It's like good luck or something.
Yeah. Well, they say it's, like, good luck in general. I'm like, I'm not going to lick that thing every morning before I walk out.
Ew. Can you imagine if you're like, good morning?
But it is definitely really salty. But my friend Emmy, I just went, because I've been like seeing all my friends' apartments around Athens, and I went to hers yesterday. It's so cute. She got these like two huge, like tall salt lamps on her nightstand. I'm like getting inspired. Like, they're so cool. But either way, like, I think, was it you that talked about like salt lamp baths or something, like putting a salt lamp in your bathroom or something? Is that why I thought of it?
I have the salt lamp nightlight. But you could just plug in your salt lamp in there too, and then you turn off all the lights in the bathroom and just shower with that on.
Wait, that sounds like a dream right now.
Incredible. Incredible.
Wow. Okay, maybe I'll have to try that. But no, it just like honestly sets the tone in your room like right away. Like, it's just like just having it on. Like, it, and apparently it is good for the air. Like, my mom was so happy when I got one. I literally got it at Target.
Yeah, it's supposed to like radiate, like, it's supposed to. Something about like ionizing.
I think
really
I read
super
that.
But there is something good about it. But I honestly like it for the
benefits.
Aesthetics, judge me.
Health benefits.
Benefits.
Health. Okay, what about you?
Mine is inspired by you.
Stop so it. This funny. Is so cute of us.
It is. We're turning into each other.
Oh my God, I know. Like, God forbid.
Okay, mine is the Tezza app, which is a photo editing app. I'm going to be honest, I don't follow this girl. Like, I don't really know who. She's like an influencer, I guess.
Yeah, so. I used to be obsessed with her now. I'm like, okay, she's cool, but like, I'm not like, she's not like my idol. I just like her stuff, like her filters and stuff.
So she created this app with a bunch of filters on it, like a VSCO or something. That's what I would equate it. Actually, it's like pretty similar to VSCO.
It's similar to VSCO interface, but like it's like it's like presets looking filters. Like, you don't have to do Lightroom.
Yes, exactly. But you could still adjust like the contrast and the brightness and all that stuff. So it's very easy to use. I did upgrade. I think it's like $3 a month to get all of the filters. And, you know, I was like, all right, I mean, twist my arm, I'll do it. there are a lot more that you like unlock. And I honestly just use them right now for stories, but I love it. Like, if I just take a casual photo of like, I don't know what, I took it off like my Starbucks today and I put the filter on and I was like, I honestly love this. Like,
it just makes it cute.
It kind of, like, makes me feel like I'm a photographer. Like,
oh, for sure. And it just makes everything a lot, like, I don't know. Like, I use it for my photos. I use the vintage filter, if you guys were wondering. But I put it pretty low because it makes you look pretty tan, which I like. I'll put it pretty low and I'll just, like, up the contrast a little bit. That's all I use. What filters do you use on there?
So I guess I like vintage, too. I like, it's INSPR.
Oh, inspire. Like inspire. Yeah, yeah.
Inspire.
I thought that's what it was. I feel like you'd like glow. Have you used glow? I used that one.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. So Toasty. I like the first four, yeah. And then I honestly just swipe through and I just click whatever I like. Like I don't really have one that's a go-to.
No, yeah, it's pretty easy to use. It's like it's so nice. I'm glad you like it.
And I like it. I remember we did this, like, when you were posting a video post for someone's birthday, you got the one that has – so when you get the $3.99 a month or whatever,
the
filtering for videos.
Yes. It, like, and really I love makes it for that. Good. Yeah. It's uh-huh. Nice.
So really good if you're looking for just an easy way to edit Instagram. I don't use it for my – I still use Visco for my pictures because I'm basic and I'm stuck in my ways, okay?
No, but stay you.
I'm not going to change just because society tells me to.
No, absolutely not.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. I would recommend it. You don't even need the premium, though. It's a completely free app. And honestly, I think it's so cool that she, like, made her own app. Like, brilliant.
It's honestly brilliant because I would always, like, I used her. She came out with Tezza Lightroom presets, and they were so confusing to get on Lightroom. And they honestly made me look too orange. Whereas the mm-hmm. app is a little bit more, like, user-friendly one, and it's a little bit more, like, chill. Like, it's not as, like, intense, like, orange and, like, I don't know. It's just, like, better.
Exactly. It's, like, yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
Thanks, Tezza, for helping us out with your pictures.
No, literally. Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
I hope you guys are enjoying the episode so far. I'm so excited that it's finally back to school, getting in the swing of things. Gals on the Go is actually brought to you guys by Skillshare, which is something great to get involved when you're getting back to school. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. Some great assets that you can have for back to school or if you're working on a side hustle, whatever it may be. So whether you're returning to a longtime passion project, challenging yourself to get outside of your comfort zone, or honestly exploring something new, Skillshare has classes for you. I've taken a photography class, there's cooking classes, I'm trying to make some more healthier meals, so I absolutely love it for that. It's really important because these are like more of like lifelong skills. There's seriously so many different things that you can learn, and it's so awesome because the people teaching you these are honestly so talented at what they do. I just like Skillshare. It's a very easy interface to go through. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about them already, and it's truly just because it's an amazing website that you can check out. So you can join millions of students that are already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. You can get 2 months of Skillshare for free. Yeah, that's right. Skillshare is offering Gals on the Go listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/GOTG. That's go to Skillshare.com/GOTG to start your 2 months free now. That's Skillshare.com/GOTG.
And now we'll hop into our new segment, the goal of the week. I think you guys are really enjoying this from the feedback that I have heard.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm so glad we came up with that. This is perfect. It inspires me.
I don't remember what goal I set last week, now that I think about
it. Ooh, yeah. We need to get an update on that, homie dog.
I honestly don't remember what goal I set. Was it last week that I said to post more videos? I think that was 2 weeks
ago. You did that when we recorded. I remember you were going to post 3 videos a week, and I think you did. You wanted to post three videos that week. I haven't listened to a podcast in like 2 weeks. So, well, while Brooke's trying to figure hers out, mine is to have all of my classes down pat and my schedule kind of down pat by not this week, but next week. And you guys are probably like, shouldn't you already have that? I do. I signed up for my classes, but I'm on the wait list for 2. And it's like ad drop week, they call it, or like syllabus week. So like you have some time to like adjust, and I want to make sure my schedule is good because I want to make sure, I know I'm going to graduate on time, but I want to make sure I'm taking like the perfect amount of credit hours. I'm just like, I want to make sure I have it all down pat ASAP, because there's nothing worse than, because like at UGA, like you can withdraw from a class up until like October, I think. And I just like don't want to like wait that long. Like I want to just like know what my schedule is like a lot sooner, so I can like make sure I'm like not wasting my time, basically. So that's my goal.
I feel that. Yeah. So my goal, that's a great goal, because school, honestly, organizing your schedule is a task. So.
It's a task. I was like sitting here today and I was like, oh my God, I don't even want to think about this right now. But yeah, so that's mine. What about yours?
It'll be fine. Everything ends up, it's kind of scary because you're like waiting till the end, but everything always does end up.
Everything, all the classes end up opening up. So many people drop classes, switch classes. There's good, like I just hate like the fact that I'm not starting school with like all my classes. Like I know I'm going to get them. It's just like annoying.
Getting there.
Yeah, exactly. So we're getting there.
Feel that. So my goal last week was to get everything done by Wednesday so that on Thursday night I had no stress, mm-hmm. because I went to LA on Friday morning and my flight ended up getting delayed, which was magical because I got the notification before I even left my house, mm-hmm. and I like needed that extra sleep. So that was a sidebar. But I did get that done.
Yay.
Packed everything up. And Danielle, you'd be proud, I packed pretty good. I did.
You're turning into a good packer. I mean, I am proud. You did better than me in Greece. You packed, I swear, there's like 5 times during Greece. I just packed so well for this, Danielle. I was like, I cannot relate, dang.
Okay, because like it's always the opposite. Like Danielle always has, like, she's like, this is my morning coffee outfit, this is my afternoon outfit, and this is my evening outfit. Like, you're like, but you're so good about thinking that in advance. Like, I'm like, I brought like this black t-shirt and like these shorts. Like,
I miss traveling with you. Oh my God.
You know that it's true.
I do know that it's true. It's too funny. I'm just like annoying like that.
I actually packed adequately, so that's, check it out.
Yes, snaps for Brooke.
The goal. My goal for this week, going back to what I said about me drinking coffee in the car at work, is to get better about my meals, because I'm so inconsistent. Like, I'll eat like the world's maybe largest dinner, like dinner for two, and then like I just won't eat, and then I'll be like full and not eat the entire morning. Like my eating
intermittent fasting, if you will.
It's just not sustainable. Like today at lunch, I wasn't hungry for lunch. I was like, oh, like I'll just eat this protein bar and this coffee or whatever, but then I come home from work and I'm like ravenous. So it's like
That's
what I mean.
We're opposite. See, I'm like ravenous when I wake up in the morning and for lunch, and then dinner. Well, depending on, actually, no, I get hungry for dinner, but you're more of a late night eater. I'm more of a morning eater.
Yes, literally. I could stay up till like, oh my God, whatever. I could eat until like the second before I go to bed, which is like not good for you. So I'm trying not to do that, but I'm trying to actually like, you know, make real meals and like eat my, because I'll also do that where I'll like bring like a bunch of stuff for lunch and then still end up like buying a snack at lunch. I'm like, why am I doing like,
it's hard. Just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, I get that.
I'm getting better about it, and that's going to be my goal for this week, is to just be more balanced with my eating, because it's not healthy to just eat protein.
Yeah, that'll probably be my goal next week. This week is so hard to do that. Like, Katie caters the lunch, and like I do not have time to like make anything. Like,
you literally take what you can get.
You take what you can get. I've just been bringing like complete cookies, like the Lenny and Larry's ones, to rush, like if I need a snack. And like I can't even lie, tonight I had like a little, like the things you literally buy for your dorm, like little Annie's mac and cheese cup. Like I literally had that. Like I just,
oh my God. But who literally, you're standing out there in the heat.
No, I'm burning so many, like, calories. I know it.
It's not even, oh, literally, who cares? Like, it's 1 week of your
I'm okaying myself with it. I just like need to be mentally sane, and if eating mac and cheese and drinking green tea is it, then it's it. Like, homie,
oh
out.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like balance. Like, literally, the, yeah, we love that. Okay.
It's almost like, I was like, what is she about to say? It's turning into the late night edition, guys. It's turning into almost 9 p.m. And, like, this is when Brooke and Danielle get delirious and funny. And, like, you guys love it. I'm here for it. Like, obviously, we have info to give you guys, but I'm feeling the energy.
Okay, well, because Danielle texted me, like, before this, and she was like, I'm getting really tired. Like, can we record sooner? And I was like, yeah, like, we can record sooner. And now here it is. It's 9 o'clock.
I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning. What do you want from it? It's crazy.
What time do you have to wake up tomorrow?
Actually, tomorrow, we don't have to be there till 8, so I'm going to wake up at 7 and just do my makeup there. Tomorrow's, like, a later, ooh, like, there's only, like, 4
an
rounds.
Edgy girl.
I know. I've been doing my makeup there, so I have more time to sleep. But this morning, I did my makeup here because I was, like, I woke up in a good mood for some odd reason. So, I think I was excited because I like round 2 a lot. But,
yeah.
Yeah, doggy. You guys are probably, like, some people that don't know about, I forget, like, some people don't know about sorority recruitment. I'm just like, yeah. And people are like, what? But I'm just, all that's for another time. But you can look it up.
Honestly, you could, like, I feel like you have videos on your YouTube, or like there's a plethora of resources online.
Yes. Should we get into our basically we both came up with a list of like 5 to 10 each back to school favorites, just like essentials that we like to use for like the back to school season or just for fall, or like the productivity essentials. That's what we decided this would be.
Yeah, we love that.
Should we just get into it? We have like a list of a ton.
Yeah. You kick it off. I know you got a pretty fat list there.
I do have a fat list. Fat with a PH. We're just like here for it. So my first one, actually, it's a little bit expensive, but I just can't not talk about it. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because so many of you asked me. I posted a move-in vlog, I guess part 2 of me like really moving in. And I briefly showed a clip in my vlog of the clock, quote unquote clock, on my nightstand.
I can't wait to watch this video, by the way.
Oh, I don't know if it's that good, but yay! it's on my nightstand, and it's oh, my AirPod just fell out of my ear. It's on my nightstand, and everyone was responding like, I'm a mess. Everyone's like responding to my DM. Stop laughing. Everyone's responding to my DM like, oh my God, like, where did you get that clock? Like, I want an alarm clock like that. It's so dope. And it's because it's dope. It's not an alarm clock. It's an Amazon Echo Show. You guys know I love Alexa. I'm whispering because I don't want to trigger y'all's or mine. But she's awesome. I love her. I'm talking to her as if she were real. It's so cute. The new Amazon Echo Show is a lot smaller because my dad has one and it's like huge. It's like this big boxy thing. And the new one literally looks like an alarm clock, but it has like obviously so many other things. Like it's a clock. Like if you're not using it, it shows up as a clock. But then like, it also shows the weather in the top left corner, which is so awesome. I'm, like, kind of obsessed. And, like, if I play music, it'll, like, show what song's playing. You can, like, look up things. It'll show you the news if you want in the morning. Like, there's so much it does. It's literally a smart home. It's, like, getting freaky. But I really, really love it. And it, like, dims the light when I turn my lights off to go to bed. The alarm's great. Like, I just can't say enough good things about it. It's great for dorms, honestly. Yeah,
it looks like really cool. I will say I was looking into getting an alarm clock, and like I searched like alarm clock, and that's what it was, like, you know, the sponsored recommendation, and I was like, I'm interested.
No, it's
I'm
so kind of cool.
Creeped out though, because does it have a camera on it?
It I'm does, but out. There's like a setting, like it has like a little like switch on the top where if you cover it, it's like, you know those things you can buy for your MacBooks, like a little tab you can like.
Yeah.
Move? It has one attached to it, so I just have the camera off at all times. I don't know why they have that. If you like connect it to like a camera on the front of your door, like I don't really know, but. I don't have that on.
Or if you, like, want a video chat or something.
A video chat. Yeah, I think. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't really know. I haven't been using it. She knows everything about my life. Everything I've talked about in the last week. But it's so cute. And it has, like, this really cute background with banana leaves. And, yeah, so that's what the mysterious alarm clock is that everyone's been asking.
I love that. Well, okay. Well, my first essential for school is going to be a backpack. So,
backpack. I'm the worst.
Backpack. Yeah, I love a good sturdy backpack. I think it's worth it to invest in your backpack. Honestly, Danielle, I love your backpack. Is that still for sale? Like, do we know?
Okay, some people have been DMing. Okay, I have to be completely transparent with you guys. Like, I haven't been, like, working with the designer anymore to, like, make more or anything. And, like, I don't know. Some people are still DMing me saying they bought them and they are getting them in the mail, but then others are saying that they can't buy them. So I have to be honest. Like, I haven't, like, worked with them anymore, so I don't know. But I hope I don't know.
Okay.
I still have mine, though, and I love it. And I was going to try and, like, get a new backpack this year just because, like, I felt weird using my own. And, like, I just love it, so I'm not going to.
No, I love it. I love it. So I think it's a worthy investment to invest in a good backpack because you wear it every day. Yeah. You want it to carry all your stuff. And you don't want it to hurt your back. Like, honestly, especially I got really lucky towards the end of college. I didn't have to carry around really heavy books because I could just do everything on my computer.
Love that.
But I know not everybody has that privilege, so I tried to, whatever, I just want to get a good backpack. I've used a really good one recently. I've been using one from Fabletics that's been really, really good.
No, yeah, a good backpack is very important. I love ones with, like, the compartments, especially, like, just, like, a good old side pocket for your water bottle. Like, just, like, certain essentials. Like, when looking into a backpack, like, definitely think about these things and how it can be convenient to you. Like, if you're reaching for your keys a lot or, like, a pocket for your AirPods or your phone or... I don't know. I feel like it's pretty essential. And it has to have a laptop sleeve. Like, you better get one that has a laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they shouldn't be making backpacks anymore. Yeah. Like, there shouldn't be backpacks without them anymore. Like, that's dumb. Like, you need to protect your computer.
I'm sorry. But you just had my AirPod cut out.
Well, speaking of AirPods, my next favorite, I mean, I love AirPods, but I just got an AirPod case. It's really cute. I'm showing it to Brooke right now. It's like a yellow silicone one, or I think it is, and it's so cute, and I love it, and it's so happy, and it's the last few months, like, I've been traveling a lot, and I'd always, like, reach for my AirPods in my backpack, and it would be so hard to find. I'm like, oh my god, I lost them. Like, do you ever, like, have this, like, heart-dropping feeling when you think you lost your AirPods?
Yes. Because
they're so small. Yes. And, but the yellow...
Wait, that actually happened to me. I have a story. It happened to me on the plane. Okay, well, I invested, Danielle, and I got that pillow, the neck pillow, okay.
Finally, I saw.
So I fall asleep with my neck pillow and my AirPods on.
They don't get along. I meant to tell you that.
They don't get along. It knocks out, and I'm sitting in the window seat. It falls in the crack between, I know.
This is
I
just did another the whole bit.
At first, I was like, she's a goner, like, whatever, like, I'll have to deal with it. No, I didn't want to give up, okay?
She's a goner.
So I turn around, I, like, cause, like, a spectacle. I turn around, I, like, turn to the guy behind me. I was like, hey, you. Like, I dropped my singular AirPod, and it went between this crack. And he, like, looked right away, and he goes, nah, sis. Like, oh, it's gone. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I get, like, a tap on my shoulder, and he's holding it. I was like, yes. Like, yeah. So that was honestly, yeah. Apparently, you could order a singular pod on eBay, though. I don't know how true this is. That's what my friend told me.
Really? Because I just feel as if it would just, like, be really messed up. But good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, like, not sync up, right?
Yeah.
I feel the same. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. That just, like, brings me back.
A singular pod.
It just truly brings me back to when your Hydro Flask exploded all over your computer. I'm just, like, thinking about that. But, like, AirPods edition.
AirPods edition.
Too good. No, it does happen. When you're, like, leaning on your neck pillow, they just slip out. That's why I have to wear, like, my headphones with my neck pillow. It's so annoying. Or just don't listen to anything and just suck it up.
Such a millennial problem.
Yeah.
Or Gen Z, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, this yellow thing is awesome, and I can find it in my backpack easily. So, highly suggest. That's it doesn't cool. help from, like, anything falling out, but I don't know. I like it. I feel like it's good.
Okay, let's talk about note-taking. Because I know you have a lot of stuff about productivity and stuff in that manner, and I do, too. This is something that I actually learned about from work, but I wish I used it at school because I was always on my computer taking notes. But they were never organized. Like, they were always a mess. Mm-hmm. Like, I was always typing because I'm a really fast typer. So, like, I would type my notes. Do you do that, too?
I type my notes, yeah. Unless, like, some classes that we have to, like, we can't be on computers. I'll use my iPad or I'll write.
Yeah, yeah. But if you can, you will. Like,
oh, if I can, I will, because I just have terrible handwriting, so.
Yeah. So, I actually discovered this at work because we use the Microsoft products on our computers, and it's called OneNote, and it's a Microsoft product. So I know Georgia.
Oh my god, I love, like, OneNote. I used that in high school.
Oh, really?
Because my high school used, like, all of that. I don't use it anymore, but I forgot. OneNote's awesome. I'm sorry to interrupt, but oh my god, that brings me back. It's so good.
So great, because there's the tabs, it's just so organized by color. It's like a virtual, like, binder. Like,
no,
I feel like
it is
separated
by
tabs.
It's way better organized than Google Drive, and I love Google Drive, but or Google Docs, whatever. Wow, I might have to use that again this year.
I know, right? So yeah. I actually use it for everything for work right now, and I'm just like, I really wish I had access to this at school. And most not most, but I know a lot of universities, maybe even high schools, partner up like with the school and give you either free or discounted Microsoft products. So
they do. Yeah.
Check that out. I know Georgia, it's free. So that's like a big, big move.
I need to like get back on that because OneNote is so awesome. I forgot. Wow. I used to do so well on my test because of that. Good stuff.
Yeah, so keep every... It's just, like, honestly important to, like, get organized. I did a video on this a while ago, like, getting organized before the semester starts, because if you try to reorganize all of your stuff on, like, week 5 or 6 of the semester, like, good luck.
Good
luck. It's hard.
So that ain't happening. Nope.
Yeah, it's better to, like, go into it with the right mindset than to, like, try later.
Yeah,
you know?
I couldn't agree more. And, like, speaking of organizing and planning, I think Brooke and I both kind of... This was kind of both of our favorites, but we both... use a paper planner, and then we also do planning online. Like, we used to both only use our day designers, which we still love. You still use your day designer, right?
Yeah. I bring it to work with me every day.
Yeah, it's awesome because it's nice. We're both very, like, we both like to write things down, and, like, I love the day designer because it has a single day on each page, and for Brooke and I, for Gals on the Go, like, it's very nice to have. And there's, like, a thing for, like, all the hours from the day, and then there's also a to-do list. I like writing down my to-do list. But when it comes to, like, events, like, if you're planning an event, if you're, like, if you're planning something to do with friends, like, in 2 weeks, or like, a video, or, like, something, I don't know. Like, there's just things that you can't just be putting in your planner. You need it in your phone, so that if you're making plans with someone else, you can refer to your phone really fast to be like, oh, I'm busy that day, whereas I don't always have my day Literally. Designer with me. Like, no one does. So both
exactly.
of those are great.
Yes.
Google Calendar,
I
love it.
Yeah. I don't use Google Calendar. I use iCal, but...
Oh.
And then with work, I use Outlook Calendar.
Oh, but Google Calendar and iCal, like, work together because when I, like...
They do.
Yeah, because when we send each other, like, Google Cal or, like, whatever Cal invites, they, like, connect, which is great.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it all connects. It's just personal preference of, like, what if you use a Mac or a PC or, like, if you... No, well, obviously Google Cal is in PC, but iCal is exclusively Mac, so I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
No, yeah. But, no, we both love it. It's been so nice. It's just easier to keep track of things when, like, you don't have something right in front of you, but both are great options. Those are both of our methods, and, like, obviously, like, we're both doing it, so it obviously works.
It does, yes. Going off of that, I do still use my planner every day, and I really like it for the to-do list section, but I've also just been, like, writing general lists.
I noticed that one of your vlogs, like, the blank pages.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah, thank you. Well, because a lot of my projects these days, unless it's, like, a sponsored video or something that's due, like, nothing really for my job is due at a certain day. It's kind of just, like, projects that I'm always working on, if that makes sense. Or tasks that I'm always working on. So I'm more of a fan of having just a running to-do list now. And I do that in just a notebook with blank pages. I don't like lines. I prefer to just do blank pages. So I like my soft-bound Moleskine for that, or I just got one from Anthropology. I don't know if they're still 20% off, but when I bought it, it was 20% off all journals. And it's just, like, a soft-cover notebook that I can fold and, like, write on the pages and do a little checkbox next to things, cross it off if I do it. And, I mean, you could, like, I love blank pages because you could scribble on the pages, you could doodle, like, you can do whatever the heck you want on them. You're not constricted by lines. Like, there's just something about it. And I did this for school this year. I typed most of my notes, but then I did have the written, if I needed to, like, rip out a piece of paper and, like, hand it in or something, instead of, because my classes were pretty chill second semester senior year, so instead of having, like, a binder or any of that stuff, I only brought one singular notebook, and it was my Moleskine. So I really recommend that.
Interesting.
If you could do it.
Yeah, no, I feel like as I've gotten older and my classes have gotten more specific, like, I haven't needed as many, like, big books and notebooks. Like, I just had one notebook, or even, like, I forgot it was last year, the year before, I just carried a folder full of, like, loose leaf paper, like, lined paper. If they're like, oh, get out a sheet of paper, I just, like, had that.
Exactly.
Because you don't, like, and let's waste, like, we need to recycle, and honestly, technology is good for that in the sense of, like, not using a ton of paper. So we're kind of, like, transporting 100%. Into that. Transporting, is that a word? I don't know. I mean, I know it's a word. Sorry, I know transporting.
Transition.
Transitioning. It's not the right word I want. Transitioning is the word I wanted to use.
I know. Danielle's getting really tired, you guys. We got to wrap this thing up.
No, it's not. I'm not getting bored. I'm having so much fun. I'm just like, I've literally been having so many
tired.
Conversations
you're
today.
You're sleepy, girl.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What are my other favorites? Oh, blue light glasses. I need to get a new pair. I accidentally sat on mine, but they're awesome. Some of my guy friends have started getting them too. They're great. You love your blue light glasses.
Oh, people in the office, it's a trend.
I bet it's such a thing in the office right now.
Yeah, because we're sitting in front of our computers all day, like, multiple monitors.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm like, and it, like, helps not make your head hurt from, like, staring at computers, and you just, like, feel like you're doing good for yourself.
It does. I swear it definitely works. I mean, the ones that I got on Amazon were $15. Like, you don't have to spend a ton. And I've always been, I think you've been the same way because we don't wear glasses. Like, haven't you kind of been, like, a fan of the look of glasses?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I was little, I wanted glasses. I literally faked an eye test, like, to see if they'd give me glasses, and I knew I was faking. Like, it was funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But it's kind of fun because then you get to wear them, but you don't have to, like, wake up in the morning and be blind.
No, so, like, I know. Like, my friends that have glasses, they're like, you don't understand what it's like to literally wake up and not see anything. I'm like, you're honestly right. I'm thankful.
Honestly, one of my friends at the office, like, actually gets, like, headaches from, like, straining his eyes, and the blue light glasses, like, really do help him. So I believe the science.
Yeah, okay. And when I was working with Wave over the summer, we had a meeting with Felix Gray. They have really cool blue light glasses. They have, like, upwards of 30 options of blue light glasses that are super cool and trendy, so highly suggest those too.
Wow.
Not spots, just wanted to tell you guys.
I feel like it's, like, such a trend now, but, like, honestly, like,
for a reason. Yeah, like, for a reason, of course.
Love that.
Yeah.
My next thing is two things. So when I was a freshman in college, one of my, like, favorite things was my reusable, like, hot coffee cup. And I just got, like, a really, really cute one. I remember it had, like, little hearts on it.
Aww.
And I would use it with my Keurig, like, every morning and pack my coffee. And I love to walk to class with, like, my hot coffee. This was, like, in more of, like, the colder months. But now I do that for work with, like, tumblers and bringing cold, like, iced coffee to work. So just stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I love my Yeti coffee cup.
Positive to the environment.
Yeah. I'm still working on it. It's hard.
No, it's hard. I mean, I still, like, I think it's little things that we can do to help. Obviously, we're not perfect. We're not out here, like, sustainability queens. But, no, like, but I'm here for it.
We totally support it. I think that's great.
And, like, going to work or school. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, in this, like... Going to school with your drink in hand, like, it just saves time in the morning. You don't have to run out. Like, it's a treat to, like, go and, like, get a nice coffee on campus or something like that. But, like, you're saving time and money by making it at home. So, like, I love that. I fill up my Hydro Flask. I just bring all the beverages and things with me. And I feel like that – the Hydro Flask water bottle, if you don't know what we're talking about. Like,
with ice in it, oh, my God. Like, a good old ice water with a straw from the Hydro Flask is just – it hits different. Truly hits
it
different.
It does hit different.
No, this morning. This morning I filled up my Yeti coffee cup, made coffee at home, and my Hydro Flask, and I, like, walked up, God. And I was like, wow, like, look at me bringing stuff, like, reusable.
I know.
It does. Yeah. It feels good, and, like, you like to be able to, like, provide for yourself and, like, you know, sorry, that sounds so dumb, but, like, being able to
provide for yourself.
I'm clearly getting delirious. Big brother. I don't know what I'm saying. I just mean that it felt good that I, like, came there. I made it. It's because I've been, like, traveling a lot, so I haven't been in, like, a routine of, like, even making, like, my own meals. Like, I've just been, like, I've been making my breakfasts every morning, but then I've been, like, eating out for dinner with friends, and then lunch is, like, catered from our sorority right now. So it's just, like, feels good to make my own stuff.
You'll
right
get
now.
Back after it, though.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. That'll be, like, my goal good. Next week for the pod.
Exactly. So...
that just hit. Favorites? Well, that just hit two of mine. It was the Yeti coffee cup and Hydro Flask or Swell. And then I also wrote. Well, I talked about the Complete cookies before. They're basically like cookies that just taste so dang good.
Yum,
they're soft,
yes.
Fiber. There's so much fiber in them. Protein, like, they're just great and they're very filling.
I always like to have some sort of protein bar or snack or whatever in my bag because I know, Danielle, you're this way too.
Oh, you know, baby. You never know when all of a sudden it hits you and you are so hungry. You are ravenous, as Brooke says. And
exactly.
You just need to, like, feed yourself, provide for yourself.
And it sucks. Like, I remember my first few weeks on school, like, on campus freshman year, like, when I still wasn't, like, used to the dining halls and stuff. And I would have a full day of class and, like, be so hungry by my third class or something and be like, I don't know where I can get food close by because I didn't, like, understand the campus yet. I would, like, just go to the vending machine and, like, grab something because I was, like, hungry, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's your third class of the day and, like, probably no breaks or whatever. And I just remember, like, that just, like, set me into a negative – not negative, into an unhealthy spiral. So, like, be prepared, you know? Like, just pack a little healthy snack with you and you'll thank yourself later.
Even there's been times where just knowing that I had a snack in my backpack just, like, was very comforting to me. Because maybe had I not, if I knew that I didn't have a snack, I'd be so hungry that I'd be, like, trying to find one. I don't know how to explain it. Just, like, knowing it's there feels really good.
No, I've had that. Or where you overeat because you're like, I don't know when I'm going to have food again next.
Yeah.
Versus just having it on
you. Yeah, just having it on you. That's also so true. I have overeaten before just because I'm like, oh, like, I don't want to be hungry later. But you just, you still get hungry at those times. Overeating, it's kind of hard to do that unless you, like, literally go and have a full-on hibachi meal. Like, then you're full for 3 days, I'm telling you.
No, but actually, it's just, like, little things to make your day easier and, like, I'm so into that, like, prep now. Now that I'm a, now that I'm
you a are person, such a prepper. So into, it's crazy.
Yeah. Because I hate the feeling of feeling unprepared. I've determined this over too long, like, the packing things mm-hmm. and just getting to the work pack. And being like, oh, I wish I had XYZ right now. Like, it sucks. It totally sucks. So
oh, for just sure.
give yourself that little extra.
The little know. Extra boost. Provide for yourself. If you, oh, my roommate just got home. Hi, Delaney. That was so hey. No, yeah. And do you have anything more on your list? I have like one more thing.
Yeah, I have one more. It's definitely a bougier item, but it's school. I honestly don't use it at work anymore because it just doesn't go with my outfit vibe, but my Apple Watch.
Ooh.
It was fantastic when I was at school. It kept me accountable in the fitness sense. Notifications, honestly, were great when I was in class. Mm-hmm. If I was getting texts and stuff, I could still keep my phone, like, deep in my bag. But, like, I would see, you know, if my mom texted me yeah. or if it was something, like, really important, I got that. There was a lot of functionalities of the Apple Watch that I used, and I really need to get back into using it. But, like, the band just doesn't go with my work outfits, and I feel like unprofessional wearing, like, a sport band.
I would only feel comfortable yeah. wearing it if I was, like, wearing a workout outfit. And I just – for me, I just know myself, and I know that – like, when I put my phone down, I just don't want to be on my phone. And
you said this. It's yeah, so I think hard. That's good for
– for me, to, I don't. You're do right. It. But, like, it could be beneficial for others.
But I think for a student, it's definitely a more expensive purchase. But you can get the older generations. Like, I have a generation two. Like, I just don't see why you need the latest and greatest yeah. of it. I think that they all the did the relatively and greatest. The same thing.
The latest and greatest. Okay. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but you know what I mean. I like, do. You don't need, like, obviously, like, it's not the type of thing where it's like, oh, need it. Like, they all do the same freaking thing if you want one.
Oh, for sure.
Even people use, like, Fitbits and stuff because it's so cool to track your steps on campus because, or you could use your phone. I think your phone does it now.
No, yeah.
Doesn't your phone do that?
Yeah, your phone does, but you have to, like, turn it on or something. I don't really know. I'm so bad at that.
It's just a cool way to stay healthy on campus and, like, I mean, freshman year is hard enough, so, like, I don't know if you guys are freshmen listening to this or any – honestly, any year was hard for me getting back into the swing of back to school with health and stuff. And, like, I mean, at Georgia, you do a ton of walking.
So but, like, much nice walking. It. And if you guys go to UGA, you know Athens is so hilly. Like, there are so many uphills.
Yeah.
There's always going to be an uphill battle. There's always, like, so many hills you have to walk up to class. So, I mean, it's honestly a good workout, but it's nice to, like, do things to, like –
it's so true.
Motivate you. My last thing that I have written down here is a good playlist to listen to while walking to classes. This sounds really, or just like a good, like a back to school playlist. Like, I just made a back to school playlist on Spotify. Like, for me, it's just like I need some hype music when I'm walking to class, especially in the morning. Or maybe you have your morning walking class, like your morning walking playlist, or you're driving, you're commuting. I don't know. Like, it's important to have a good curated music playlist.
Oh my gosh, I feel that. Dude, the playlist that I listen to when I go to work is very specific. Like, I need to get in a mood.
Oh, totally. I completely believe you. Like, you don't have to tell me twice.
We should, like, make one. Or we should do, like, a collab playlist where, like, all the gals on the go can add.
Yes! Yeah, I'm actually so down for that. I trust the gals on the go with absolutely anything, so.
Exactly. And I feel like you guys have great music taste, so we'll let you know if you're in the Facebook group. And I guess that leads to the conclusion of this episode, which is if you're not following us on Instagram or in the Facebook group or following our individual channels, like what
are you doing?
Like, what are we doing?
WYD. What you doing?
What are you doing?
Yes, definitely go check us out on all there. We're doing a lot of upgrades to our Instagram. We're always trying out new things. We're always on the Gals on the Go group Facebook. It's definitely a great resource to have. Like, if there's anything I ever need or if I'm, like, wanting a new Netflix show to watch, I just search the group for it. Or, like, if I need opinions on an outfit, like, legit, like, Gals on the Go come in hot. So definitely go check that out. It's not like we benefit anything from it other than, like, talking to you guys. So it's just fun for us to get to chat.
It's literally just a place that we could all connect and communicate because, like, well, I don't, for me, like, what would the point of having a podcast be if we didn't have a place to, like, hear people's feedback? Like, I don't know, that just wouldn't make sense to me.
So sure.
I
love it. It's so nice. And check out our merch because it's live, baby, and we are so excited. I can't wait. Mine's coming in the mail tomorrow, like the final ones. We've been, like, getting samples, but our final final ones are coming tomorrow. And
the final copy.
The final copy. Balance. I'm kidding. So we'll be wrapping those a lot, but the link will be in the show notes. The link will be in our bio. The link will be absolutely everywhere, as said previously. So just get ready.
Yeah, it's shop.podcast1, spelled out like 1ONE.com/gals, if you guys were wondering.
Yes.
Also, Daniel, we're doing this new cool thing where we're doing a Gals on the Go ambassador.
Oh my God, we totally forgot to mention that. Heck yeah, you guys should definitely apply.
So you go to our Instagram, it's just at Gals on the Go podcast, and we're like highlighting you guys, because like you guys said you wanted to see this, and like I'm obsessed with you guys.
I am too.
You guys are doing such amazing cool things. Yeah, I mean we both are. Such cool things, and we just want to like show it off, because obviously like we talk to you guys, but I feel like you guys are, Danielle probably agrees, like you guys are just cool.
You guys are so cool. Like when I meet you guys, I'm like, why do you listen to me? So oh my God, my AirPods just made that really sad noise, like doo doo doo. Like
I had that too. I've been like charging.
You literally just grabbed your AirPods and like had them in the charger. That was too good of timing.
Oh no, they're like right here.
Oh yeah. No, it's like the saddest thing ever. And you're like, oh, how long does it have? How many days?
Keep kicking, buddy.
Keep kicking. Please keep going. Keep that heart rate up, ma'am. I'm the worst. Okay, I need to plug this ish in. This was such a good episode. I'm in the best mood. Like, wow. I'm so excited.
Content. Happy. We love you guys so much.
We love you. Wait, that was weird. I, like, said that. Like, you just said that to me. I love you, Brock.
Well, I love you more, okay?
This is so emo. We love you guys so much is what Brooke meant to say. What she said.
Exactly. And we will be back next week with a brand new episode.
Yes.
See you then.
See you then. Or talk to you guys then. Bye, guys.
Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper from when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now, with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it comes time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So if you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.